She's a happy customer right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Jeff Joniak time. Jeez, that was like, seriously, that was a whole game, I think. I don't think we're allowed to rebroadcast the whole game.
Same results. So.
Yeah, and when you hear all that, it seems like they won, but they didn't win. Oh. Hey, Jeff Joniak.
Man, you had me on the edge of my seat there. I was wondering if I missed something.
No.
They still lost.
Yeah, boy, it didn't sound like they lost. So.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I thought they won.
Yeah, no, they lost. Oh, well.
That did, again. It just goes to show you.
That did not cut down on your level of excitement.
Wow, that's a lot of good stuff right there.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about some of it.
Yeah.
Still upset about the loss.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
How's everybody doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty well.
Got Joe Walsh in here with us.
Joe Walsh.
Yeah.
The legend.
Hey,
the legend.
Man.
I am honored to be on this program at this moment.
He's a genuine fan, Joe. He talks about you from time to time.
Life's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank
so
you.
Far.
How do you get so excited like that?
You know what?
My God, you must be a mess after a game.
Comes down hard.
Joe, you've never met me. We've been on the air here for what, 30 seconds? You've got me nailed to a T. Yeah, I am a mess after a game. I always talk about calling a game, and this is my eighth year calling games. It's the biggest adrenaline rush that a guy could ever have, short of standing on stage holding a concert for a bunch of adoring fans. So it must feel similar.
Yeah.
But it's three hours of pure joy. I love it.
But you don't sell Jeff Joniak T-shirts or glow sticks.
Right.
So you can start.
I don't have people throwing themselves at me.
Yeah. No, except Thayer once in a while, but only if you've made him wait too long.
Right, with fists.
Yeah, yeah. All right, the Eagles come to town now, and that's Sunday night football. So, not the band. It'd be better if they were playing the band.
I was waiting for you to say
I actually think the band, Eagles, as we say, could beat the Bears if they put their mind to it, you know. Especially because some of those roadies are huge. I mean, you know, have the roadies blocking and stuff.
It's all about up front. If you got any big bodies up there,
yeah, they do. They're mean too. They got some mean ones like Smokey. He'd like chop block you.
He's not really mean.
No,
he can be mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. When he needs to be.
Yeah.
I bet it's you don't want to see it when it happens.
Nah.
No. Yeah, just want to step back. Go, hey man, I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
That's right.
All right. So, but the Philadelphia Eagles, they come to town, and what's going to happen?
Great question. But this will make you nervous this game because what I saw the Eagles do to the Pittsburgh Steelers and Big Ben Roethlisberger was something defensively. I mean, they. Everybody knows the tradition of Jim Johnson, the defensive coordinator of Philadelphia. You've heard Tom speak of him many times. He was a coach at Notre Dame when Tom played there, and so he knows very well. He's had many a conversation with this guy. He's a blitz maniac.
He likes to bring it.
Yeah, from every angle at any time, and he could do it virtually every down, even on run plays, and they're great at it.
Right.
They're great at it. Now, last year the Bears played there. They got sacked one time. So Roethlisberger got hit 14 times, was sacked 8 times, and they hit the backup quarterback, put him on the ground too, Byron Leftwich. I mean, it was something because they do similarly to the Bears with their new style of flashing linebackers at the line and look like they have the whole house coming at you and they back off. These guys actually bring the house.
Right.
So, and they are good at it. So they're going to have quick throws. Some runs that are going to surprise him and back him off a little bit because he'll just keep on coming.
All right, that doesn't sound...
That's defensively. We haven't even got the offense.
All right. Well, it doesn't sound good so far.
They're good.
Right. They're without Westbrook, though, at least, right?
Well, that's iffy. I mean, I think that'll be a game-time decision.
Oh.
So, sprained an ankle, and he's a dynamic player, one of the better running backs in the league because he's a dual threat can catch with the best of them and tough to put down.
Yeah.
And then Donovan McNabb did not practice yet this week, but I have no doubt he'll play. There's no way he's missing a game in his hometown. So he got a bruised chest, but he's playing very well. Certainly much better than he did at the early portion of last year when he was recovering from an injury. So, I mean, they're very good. They're very good.
Okay. Well,
sounds, now, that's not to say our beloved is going to roll over. I mean.
Yeah, no, I know. I know.
It should
I'm a little. I'm still a little down from the last 2 weeks because those were winnable games, you know.
Yes.
And to be quite honest with you,
over's over.
I'm very, like, you know, with the Sox being swept in Minnesota, I'm very down today.
What the hell was that?
Very down right now. Very down.
Wow, I couldn't believe that. I watched that last night.
I know. Oh, well. So, I mean, the Bears have a shot at it, though, right?
Oh, certainly. I'm not trying to say it's impossible. They're going to have to play their best ball now.
Yeah.
It's a home game. It's Sunday night. You gotta say, hey, this is a tough place to win for the opposition. So
they
I don't care how good you are, we're going to beat you.
They did dial it up for that first Sunday night game in Indianapolis.
So they, you know, and going into that game, they had heard a whole summer of criticism from folks that didn't quite believe in them, and they turned that into a very concentrated, focused effort, and they need exactly the same on Sunday night.
Right.
Get back to 2-2, and then you got to go to Detroit and Atlanta. Certainly games you should win, even on the road. Won't be easy either, but you got to get some momentum here back.
Yeah. All right, tell me what a Jeff Joniak does on a Sunday when the game's at 7:15.
Well, you know, we have our TV show at 10:30 in the morning on Fox, Game Day Live, Bears Game Day Live. So
you'll go in studio for that?
Yeah, we're going to be in studio for
you
that.
You and Lou Kanellis, the nose passing as a sportscaster?
Lou and Tom and Jeff will be in studio. And then I have a decision to make. I either come back home.
Notice how he just glosses over that Lou Kanellis stuff?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's a very good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And
what about his nose?
This is like the first time I've seen him on TV in the last decade where he wasn't reviewing a martini bar.
He's a very social guy.
Yeah. Well, he worked out.
He's a good man.
You work on 190 North. You know, you're dead. You're dead to me as a sportscaster.
Why?
Well, because.
Well, this may be something I don't want to get into.
Yeah, no, you don't.
No, I don't want to get into it.
Just tell him I said
hi. He and I have known each other for better our whole career, and he's a very good friend of mine.
All right.
Now, you have a big decision.
Oh, yeah, big decision.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
I could either come back home, hang out with the kids for a little bit, or go over to Tom's, kick back, and watch football all day.
Mm.
So that's my big decision.
I'm going to say take door number two.
Which is what? Tom?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Don't you think?
That's the likely scenario because...
Otherwise, you're going to be home, your wife's going to make you rake leaves or something.
No, she wouldn't do that to me on a Sunday. Sunday, it's my day. Sunday's my... it's football season. Come on.
All right.
But I run the risk if I don't take option number two, and we may want to include Joe and Buzz in this decision process, too, because I'm not a real quick thinker. I don't make decisions very easily. The big decision then would be, my wife just opens my office door right now and giving me the evil eye.
Right,
right.
You got to make breakfast or something.
Sunday is your day. Mr. Sunday is my day.
Right, right.
So wait, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, Sunday is my day. Wife's already in there. You better get home and rake some leaves.
She's like perched ready to pounce here.
Yeah, yeah.
The big decision is, do I want to get berated from the time I get in my car and drive home to when I get back in the car and drive to the stadium because Tom's going to tell me, hey, understand there's going to be a lot of traffic, so leave yourself some time. You might want to think about it. It's not early enough to get in your car, and he'll start doing that by the time at 11:01 when I get back in the car to come home.
Right, because he doesn't want you to be late.
You know, I could just get grilled for the next 4.5 hours. So,
right.
You know, pre-game's at 4 o'clock. So
not to mention whipped
really
when you get home.
What?
Not to mention whipped when you get home.
Right, well, who knows?
Yeah.
It's my house.
When you're home and you're watching a football game, do you talk it through, like, when you're working to your kids or anything?
No, but... I would be lying if I didn't tell you that I do.
Do you get up on the couch and yell and scream and stuff?
You do it in your head, really?
From like, time to time, yes.
Like practice, kind of?
It's inevitable. It just happens. You have to. That's how I do it.
That's what you do.
Well, it seems like it would be hard to not do that.
You just look at games completely differently.
Yeah.
Because
it is really impressive what you do. Because, I mean, I've been in the booth with you, and, you know, I've been broadcasting my whole life. But, I mean, to have all that happening at the speed it's happening at and to be able to make sense out of it for people that can't see it but can only hear it, it's pretty impressive. So.
Well, I thank you, and I feel the same about what you do, though.
Well, I know. I'm not looking for a compliment.
And what Buzz does.
Yeah.
And Mary, the whole game.
All right, but we're not looking for a compliment. I'm just, at least I'm not. But it is impressive. But you should just go to Tom's house.
Right. That might be the best option. Yeah. The safe option.
Right. And then just turn off your phone.
Hey,
so your wife doesn't text you.
It's the way it should be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your day. It's Sunday.
That's right.
So, after the game, I'll be staying in a hotel.
Now, see, interestingly, Steve,
mm-hmm.
see, you and I think alike on this. I mean, 9 times out of 10, if there's a Sunday night game, I get a hotel.
Right.
I get there on Saturday night, nice breakfast, get over, do the show,
mm-hmm.
come back, relax, have a little serenity,
uh-huh.
get myself mentally right for the game. No traffic, nice and easy, but I didn't plan ahead that far this time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just doing it because, you know, I've got to be here at 5.
Oh, yeah. It makes sense.
You want to double up with me? I think I got a king-size bed, though, so we'll have to, you know, put up like a pillow wall.
That's a very generous offer, yeah. But I'm going to pass.
Okay.
I'm going to pass.
You can have the bathrobe because it'll fit me anyway.
Think of the money you'll save.
Yeah.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, we can get a club sandwich and split it and you know, stuff like that. It's all cut up nice the way we like it, you know, with the toothpick in it and stuff.